The Bush administration is pressing members of the UN Security Council for a tough new resolution setting a 7-day deadline for Iraq to agree to disarm. According to Newswire services, the proposed resolution would warn that, quote, all necessary means would be used in the event of Iraq's refusal. NPR's Vicky O'Hara has that part of the story.
Britain says it agrees with the United States on the elements of the new resolution. But so far, Russia, France, and China apparently are unconvinced. They want to send UN weapons inspectors back into Iraq without an immediate threat of force. All three countries have veto power within the Security Council. Secretary of State Colin Powell said late yesterday there's a lot of work yet to be done.
Many UN members, including some on the Security Council, want to take Iraq at its word and send inspectors back in right now without any new resolution or new authority. And we believe that this would be a recipe for failure.
To press its case, the Bush administration has dispatched the Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs, Mark Grossman, to Paris and Moscow. But as Grossman met with officials today in Paris, Bernard Valero, a foreign ministry spokesman, said that the French position is very clear.
The first priority is to do everything possible in order to get the UN inspectors back on the ground in Iraq, because they are not there for 4 years now, and we have some matters of concern about Iraq rearmament, massive arms destruction capabilities. We have some clues, but we don't have still the proofs.
The second priority, Valero says, is to maintain unity on the authority of the UN Security Council.
We consider that any decision of the international community will be legitimate and strong enough only if based on a unanimous decision of the UN Security Council.
White House spokesman Ari Fleischer says that President Bush discussed the proposed resolution in a telephone call today to French President Jacques Chirac. A spokesman for Chirac, Catherine Colonna, says the French leader emphasized the importance of working within the United Nations in dealing with Iraq. She says Chirac also told Mr. Bush France is committed to a two-step process, one resolution demanding compliance and a second to authorize the use of force if Iraq refuses. Undersecretary Mark Grossman will be in Moscow tomorrow to lobby the Russians. But statements there, too, indicate significant opposition to the tactics supported by Washington and London. Russian Foreign Minister Igor Ivanov said today that it would be an unforgivable mistake not to return UN inspectors to Iraq immediately. Ivanov also took issue with a British dossier published this week, asserting that the government of Saddam Hussein has chemical and biological weapons and is pursuing nuclear capability. In Moscow, Ivanov says, we haven't received any facts or evidence confirming the information contained in these assertions. And that, says the Russian foreign minister, is why Moscow is so insistent about the return of weapons inspectors. It's important for the United States to obtain some level of consensus before any draft resolution is brought before the Security Council. If the U.S. can't persuade Russia, France, and China to support the resolution, it needs to convince them not to exercise their veto power. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.